It's amazing to me, Bob, that people can be so defensive for Tomlin. I mean, it's pretty cut and dried. He hasn't come close to winning a playoff game in almost a decade. I know I've said that 8 trillion times, but actually think about those words. And, yeah, he deserves credit for yesterday's game. There were some moves that were made leading into the game, benching Roman Wilson. They got rid of Darius Slay a little bit ago. They brought in Peppers at one point. I give him credit for that, but the big picture here in Pittsburgh is pretty clear. Isn't it? They need to win a playoff game or at least compete in one. And it's been a long, long, long time. So please don't come here with you don't give enough credit to Tomlin calls. Of course, I only usually get one of them, Bob.
Hey, listen, they're in first place at this point, and you're right. It's going to come down to what they do when they get to a playoff. If they get this, again, it's still not the way this whole league is and the way they've played. It's been up and down. As much as I can tell you, the Steelers control their own destiny, so does Baltimore. If Baltimore wins out, they'll win the division.
All right, let's get into the calls, because I think the Steelers got lucky. However, I don't think it was on the likely touchdown. I think that's a terrible rule that was called correctly, just like Jesse James. Anybody who has ever watched a football game would tell you Jesse James caught that ball, and he scored, right, Bob?
Jesse James?
Yeah,
that should have been a touchdown.
And anybody...
And he had possession. Again, my eyes tell me what my eyes tell
me. It was a touchdown, and so was Isaiah Likely. However, they have stupid rules on the books.
Yeah, who decided 3 steps? Why not 2?
And according to those rules, they called it right. So
yes, they did.
I can complain about the rule, not the call. However, and I phrased it like this, if all those calls had happened to the Steelers, which ones in order would you have the most problem with? And for me, it would go roughing the snapper 1, which was an absolute joke of a call. A joke. And Steratore came on and said that. Nobody was lined up over the center. Nobody immediately ran him over. Both guys were in their A gaps. Both guys were blocked first, and neither made contact with the head. That was a joke, and that was a 4-point play.
4-point play, right.
So that would be my main complaint, is that one. Then the Rodgers one. Then the Likely one, and I'd be mad, really mad.
Why do you
about
have a problem
Likely
with the Rodgers one?
You want to get into that, Bob? Do we all agree on roughing the snapper limits?
Yes.
As number one?
No, as that was a ridiculous call.
Oh, yeah, completely ridiculous.
Bob?
Yes, it was, because it resulted in 4 points.
It was ridiculous because it was wrong.
Well, it was wrong, but it resulted in 4 points. It would have been 13-3 at that point. They get a new set of downs, the Steelers do, and they take full advantage of it, and they score a touchdown. So, yeah. But I didn't understand that, and I still don't understand why they called that. There's no good explanation
for
it.
Me neither. And I also don't understand when and where and why replay assist comes in. Like, are they in on every review?
They should be.
Isn't
that what
it's supposed to be? Is it in the building, replay assist?
How many times have you seen, and we saw this last week, where a guy announces, holding a no flag. He's in the process of calling a call, and he's obviously interrupted by saying, no, that's not a penalty.
Who looks at that and says, yeah, that they reviewed it, did they not, or did they? Everything's reviewed. That's why replay assist exists.
Exactly.
That was a terrible call that helped to decide the game. All right, the Rodgers one. First, let's go around the room. Good call or bad call?
By letter of the law, if that's how you're going to do it, it's a good call.
I think it's a good call. Yeah, he caught the ball. His knees were down, and the ball was ripped out afterwards.
Horrible call. He never had control of the ball.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He 1,000% had control of the ball.
Go back and watch it. If he did, it was for a literal millisecond.
Well, what do you think a third step on Likely is? A millisecond. His foot was on the way to getting down for a third step. It's
forget
the same
about
concept.
The. It's not the same concept. This one is completely different. This one's going to the ground.
Rodgers
the other
had
one's making
two knees
a football
on the
play.
Ground, and he had the ball.
No way.
Yes, he did.
There's no way he had two knees on the ground and control of the ball. Go back and
he
look
did.
At it.
I saw no, exactly what you saw, Bob. Yeah,
no,
said.
He didn't.
Definitely did.
He absolutely
By the way,
not.
On a side note to that, I give him a lot of credit. He has a broken wrist, and he's going up, and he's trying to bat the ball away. He has to then make a decision.
I would love to have seen this go against the Steelers and have everybody who's adamant that this actually happened tell me that this was a legitimate
catch. This is why when you ask if they were lucky, they were. They got some calls, and you have to have luck involved in winning. Just like having health involved in winning is important.
You tell me that he had control of that ball and that that's a catch.
Yes.
I'm looking at it again and again. Rodgers never has both his hands on the ball. He actually doesn't. If you look, what was the linebacker's name again, Bob?
Buchanan.
Buchanan has his hand under Rodgers, under Rodgers' hand on the ball. Rodgers has one hand on the ball, in fact, in the photo I'm looking at. What's his name again, Limits?
Buchanan.
Buchanan has two. And then the ball's pried loose as far as Rodgers having any control of it, if he ever did, literally within a... I don't think he ever did.
Well, Steratore said he did. Steratore, and he's trained to find this stuff.
Okay, so you agree with him there, but you disagree with him on likely.
No, I disagree with the rule of why it has to be 3 feet. That's what I disagree with. I still think it's a catch. Again, I just go back to common sense. Jesse James was a catch. Isaiah Likely was a catch. By just looking at it, you saw what possession was.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't a catch.
Aaron Rodgers
had
never had
two balls. He did show a lot of them yesterday, Bob, in the game. And including on that play. He never had two hands and in complete control of that ball.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
They said he did, and I agree. I couldn't find enough evidence.
Who said he did? Steratore didn't. Oh, Steratore did on that play.
Yes.
You're right. Yeah.
They called it. They called it Baltimore ball. They had to have a conclusive evidence to switch it, and they did.
Well, you talk. Okay, let's. I'll assume, and I disagree because I've seen every angle of it, and he never had two hands on the ball. He didn't with complete control. He never did. The other guy had his hand on the ball with Rodgers' hand on top of his.
Tie goes to the offense. Is that right?
So it's a top. Does he have to survive the ground on that, Bob, or no?
Well, two knees down means he survived the ground.
Oh.
According to their rule.
It does? That never happens in the middle of the field. Guys,
if you have possession and two knees are down.
You're both telling me he had two knees down and complete control of the ball. Show me the still photo of that. Go get it. Because I want to see it. Go get it.
And I'll show you the still of Likely having a third foot down as well.
No.
He did.
I watched that in slow motion. You're flat out wrong.
I'm looking at it right now.
You're flat out wrong about it. You're wrong about it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. He didn't have a third foot down.
Bob,
okay?
Did he get a third foot down?
Go look at the replay.
It's funny how people have 3 feet. The good feet store would love that.
That part's not even in dispute, Limits. You're the only person I've heard dispute that he actually got a third foot down before the ball was starting to get pried loose. Is anybody else arguing that, Bob?
No. I haven't. It was very close to being a third foot down, but again, I don't understand why 2 feet isn't good enough. Why do you have to have 3 feet?
So you guys have every angle in the world at KDK. Did he have a third foot down, or was the ball pried
loose? No, the ball was just before he made that third, before the shoe hit the turf of a third foot.
Right.
Why are we talking about this? It's crazy. The ball came loose. Loose. It wasn't out of his hands, but it was loose.
Okay. Yes, you're right. That's exactly right. That's just a fact. Now, on the Rodgers one, I maintain my position here. Plus.
Okay, here's the did you look at Twitter?
Many times.
Our man Gummer here.
Okay,
well, he has a picture of Rodgers having two hands on the ball with both knees down.
You'll have to show me that, Bob. And okay. I can't walk over there in the middle of the show.
No, I know. But, I mean, the point is...
But if you think that the Likely play was a ridiculous rule, is the Rodgers play a ridiculous rule? That if he had it, it was for less than a millisecond while someone else had it and they were pulling it out of his hands?
I mean, you can change that rule if you want to. By letter of the law, both of these were the
correct
calls.
Well, why doesn't he have to survive the ground on that? That's what I don't understand.
Well, he's on the ground. Two knees down is on the ground.
Okay.
Right.
So, all right. You know what? Limits, you talk. I'm coming over to look at Bob's photo.
So the way that I interpret this, Bob, is it's just like when somebody catches the ball over the middle, his knees are down, and then somebody punches the ball out, and the refs go, no, he's down. He's down by contact. The ball came out after he was officially ruled down.
What does that look like to you, Joe?
Which makes it a completed pass.
You don't think that looks like two knees down in a ball possession?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. What
you can tell by that photo that both his hands are on the ball without the other guy's hand underneath it.
Can you tell that it wasn't?
Yes.
No, you
can't.
I'll
get you the still photo of that if you don't mind.
All right, then I'll look at your
photo.
That is
that is absolutely not conclusive.
Oh my God.
What's a catch? What's
well, that's
the catch?
The whole thing. We're coming down. Here we are again talking about the same darn thing. What is a catch? Here again.
Talking about the same thing.
Let me humor you and say, okay, it's a catch. Then how is it that on the sidelines or in the end zone, if I make a catch on the sidelines and it's a clear, I'll give you an example. It was the Jamar Chase little catch on Jalen Ramsey on the sidelines, an obvious catch. And then he's pushed out of bounds and he tumbles and crawls and twirls and rolls 5 yards out of bounds, literally, and the ball pops loose. That's not a catch.
No, that's a catch.
No, it's not, because you have to complete the catch.
Oh, okay.
No. That's
let me ask you this.
Bob, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
In the back, let's just say hypothetically, there's a guy in the back of the end zone standing there, same kind of thing, makes the catch, no one's around him, clearly had possession 2 feet in, he doesn't make a football move, and then he just lets the ball go. Is that a catch?
You asking me?
I'm asking you.
I have no idea at this point what's a catch and
what's
not.
Well, that's my whole point.
But wait a second.
They've made it so difficult to understand.
We both watch football. There's tons of catches on the sidelines where a guy obviously makes the catch. He's knocked out of bounds. And when he falls and rolls over, the ball pops out and they say incomplete because you have to, quote, complete the catch. That is a ridiculous rule. And how
that's
can
another ridiculous rule.
How
yes,
can
I agree.
That be? And yet Aaron Rodgers maybe had the ball for a millisecond. Maybe with two hands on it, and it got ripped out of his hand. But for that millisecond, if he I don't know.
I don't know either. And this is why the league has to change these rules a little bit, I think. We've been talking about what is a catch forever. It shouldn't be that complicated. This is a league that has all the technology available to it. They should limit how many steps is what a catch is. That's all I'm going to say. When I watch what I watch, I see what a catch is. Jesse James was a catch. The Steelers got robbed. This was their Jesse James moment. They got robbed, I thought, because of it was a catch. Now, by letter of the law, they implied it correctly. It was not a catch based on the rule. The rule is bad. Can we sum it up like that and just leave it there?
I don't know. Now I'm looking at last year's Justice Hill play against the Steelers, or was it 2 years ago?
That would have been...
where he caught a ball.
2 years?
I don't know what the hell I'm looking at anymore. I really don't. I don't know. I don't know. I'm totally confused as to what a catch is.
Yeah, I don't know either. I wonder what people think on this.
So the NFL says that Aaron Rodgers completed the catch process. I didn't know the catch process could be completed in 1 nanosecond. You can do everything you need to do in a nanosecond?
Well, if that's the case, didn't Isaiah likely complete a catch? If you're going to apply the Rodgers thing, he didn't have a... I don't know. I don't think the rules need to be less complicated. That's my bottom line. Less complicated.
Here's what Florio says. When Butterworth, the NFL VP of replay, Buttermaker from Bad News Bears, Bob?
Yes.
So... he addressed a pool reporter from The Athletic, and on the Rodgers play, he said the offensive player had control as he was going to the ground. There was a hand in there, but he never lost control of the ball, and then his knees hit the ground in control. So therefore, by rule, he is down by contact with control of the ball. There was a hand in there. The dude had two hands on the ball. And he ripped it out of Rodgers' hands. Now, here's the thing from Florio that I agree with. Butterworth didn't address the third element of the catch, performing an act common to the game or having control of the ball long enough to do so. He also didn't address the requirement to maintain control through the act of going to the ground. Bingo.
Well, again, that's interpretation of the rule. And from what you just read, that... correct. He didn't do that, but their interpretation, which they announced on television, confirmed on G Sterator, is that two knees were down. Both of them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not believing
so that. So I think, again, it shouldn't be this complicated. It really shouldn't, but it is every year.
So, okay, then picture a catch in the end zone where a guy, let's say he goes to his knees to make a low catch. The very second that he has control of that plays over, right?
Well, how is it different from lunging? If you're a quarterback and you lunge in,
I know.
The ball is barely across the goal. It's swatted away. Is that not completing a play?
Let me just try
if the plane is the issue, you cross the plane. It's as simple as that.
I heard Steratore get interviewed today. He got asked these questions, and he spent, on the first one, 4 minutes answering the question about Isaiah Likely. If it takes a four-minute explanation or non-explanation, right, then what are we doing here? But you both answer. Just let's put everything else aside for a minute. I'm a receiver. I go in the end zone. I drop to my knees to make a catch, okay? I drop to my knees to make a catch. The instant that that ball hits my chest or my hands and I hold it, the very nanosecond that I do that, it's a touchdown, correct, by these rules?
Doesn't seem like it.
It does for Rodgers.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Wait, stop. I have another example.
Let me finish this example, and then you take over. If I'm in the end zone and I'm on my knees and I catch the ball, the nanosecond that I have control, the play is over, correct or incorrect, according to the rules?
Correct.
Then why wasn't Isaiah Likely?
Well,
catch?
I agree. It's a different standard. But I want to.
Because he didn't have.
Do you want to come over here again?
Wait, should you drop to your knees every time you make? If he had dropped to his knees instead of taking steps, that's a touchdown?
I'm just telling you. This is a funny story. If you come over here, I'm going to show you something. Right. And you tell me how this is different.
How was that a catch? How was that a catch?
And, you so know are you saying
anyone,
that,
anyone out there listening
tell
to this, I want you to Google something right now, and you'll see something that was called a catch by letter of the law shouldn't have been.
Tell me limits your
and
question.
And it was in the Super Bowl, no less.
Because I don't know what the hell
so
I'm talking about.
In your example, I'm a little confused. You're saying that when the ball would immediately hit somebody's chest and they have control of it, knees down, are you saying that they're also dropping the ball or not completing it, the catch,
No, 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 no. No, I'm saying I'm on my knees in the end zone. Here comes the ball. I grasp it for less than 1 second. I simply grasp it.
Mm-hmm.
The play is over, then touchdown. Correct, according to the Rodgers rule?
According to the Rodgers rule,
okay.
Then, yeah.
Okay. I guess that's a
rule.
I never knew.
So convoluted and strange.
I never knew. But if I catch it in the end zone and take two complete steps and hold it out and practically dunk it over the goalpost and do a touchdown dance, and then somebody knocks it out of my hands, it's incomplete?
So you don't think that Rodgers was at all down by contact when he had it with his knees down?
If you do, then you believe the second example. The second I catch it in the end zone on my knees, plays over. Nothing else
And I
can
thought
happen.
The likely one was supposed to be a catch, too.
Okay.
I thought both should
All
have
right.
been called Rodgers catch, likely
right.
catch.
Hold
touchdown.
On. Joe's coming over to me.
It's
I
very
want to show you. this is something, and I'm sure Gene Steratore, who refereed in this game, it was the Philadelphia New England Super Bowl. I want to watch this by Zach Ertz. Okay. Nick Foles puts it slant panner. He dives in, ball pops up because it hit the ground, and they called that a touchdown. Gene, I'm sure, has a very interesting story to tell about because he was the referee that day. They had to go under the hood, obviously, to figure out what happened. But he's crossing the goal line, and that was the explanation that he got and hit the ground. What do you think of that play? And look it up if you want to Google that. Zach Ertz from the Super Bowl in 2017.
Common sense tells me it's an obvious touchdown, and they upheld it as a touchdown.
But how is that different than the one that Likely did?
I don't know. I can't even think of which one we're talking about now.
No, and listen, I'm
Bob, the guy
I'm
there,
glad the
Zach
Steelers
Ertz,
got the call.
Zach Ertz caught the ball, a guy undercut him at the 2 yard line, and he dove over the goal line. As soon as that ball cracks the goal line, it should be a touchdown.
But the ball came out, you saw it.
But he didn't complete the catch. You're right.
But they called it a touchdown.
I know, because they don't know what the hell they're doing.
I think it's because they didn't want to take that away and it was New England. I have a conspiracy theory. No one will
confirm
this.
You think they conspire against New England?
I think in that case, I think they were not going to overturn that call. Because to me, common sense says it was a touchdown. And I'm sure they had to look at it. And if they're using the same standards as they are today, that wasn't a touchdown.
All right.
But it was a touchdown.
I don't remember the last time I saw a catch. Now, this was a very unusual play. I also don't ever remember seeing a play like that, I don't think. But you tell me the next time a guy goes to his knees to make a catch and that the play is over before 1 second as soon as he catches it. Nobody has a right to break up the pass. Nobody has a right to grab the ball out of his hands. The play's just over. I defy you to find the next play like that.
Is there any rule that deciphers if there's any difference with there being like a batted ball or a tip ball?
No, it's just a pass in the air.
Okay.
I don't think.
Did you look that one up? I want you to look at it.
Because I know that it's different.
Look up what, Bob?
I know that it's different.
I want him to look
up
the Zach Ertz one because I think that's a good example of how they allowed that to be a touchdown. when the ground caused the ball to
come loose. I know what play you're talking about, Bob. It's very confusing. But isn't there something where if the ball is batted or if there's a tip ball, that pass interference basically goes out the window and it becomes a free-for-all scrum?
Here's the problem.
So is it similar with a batted ball here in this instance?
It's a pass that's in the air. I don't know. Here's the problem. Here's the discrepancy. I don't know what the discrepancy is, Bob. I just had it in my mind.
I wonder what people think. If you had to do an honest poll right now with Pittsburgh fans about whether or not they thought that was a catch or not.
Well, now, obviously, the outcome most would say yes, but if it was the other way around, most would say no. You're not going to get one, Bob. It's fans. Okay. I'm the same way when I'm watching my teams play. The Warriors always get ripped off. Now, listen, here's the thing. We're saying that if your knee is down, okay, and you make a catch, does it have to be both knees or one knee, I'm assuming, right? Because one knee equals down, right? Mm-hmm. So if you make a catch at any point and your knee is down, the play is over no matter what happens, even microseconds after that, right? Play dead.
I think so.
Ball caught, knee down, play dead.
Play dead, right.
Okay. Ball caught, stepping, play still not dead? Well, that makes no sense.
I agree.
Someone
decided three steps was...
A player on his knee has an advantage over a player standing up. That's what we're saying.
Well,
that's stupid.
It is stupid, and it's allowed to exist. I don't know.
Did we reach any conclusion? What do you think of that?
I think they were both catches.
Why is a play dead if immediately you're on your knee, but it's not dead immediately if you're on your feet?
I think it should.
And it crosses the goal line.
And you make
and
a move, cross the goal
possession.
Line. The end zone is supposed to be this sacred place where some of the rules are different. So that's why I thought that the likely one was definitely a touchdown and stays as a touchdown.
It's not a touchdown according to the rules, because the dispute that you and I had, that everybody's having, is did he get the third foot down?
Actually,
nobody's having that dispute. You're the only one who thinks he did.
There's always these rules and thoughts about, if a runner is running towards the end zone and he extends the ball out and the ball crosses the line and then he fumbles
it,
it doesn't matter because he broke the plane.
There are two separate standards for the same exact touchdown.
Correct.
It's a touchdown one way and then it's not a touchdown another.
Right.
It's not consistent. Meanwhile,
likely on his touchdown catch that counted yesterday, immediately brought the ball to his chest like he had a small child. On the second one, he held the ball out as if to say, here, see if you can bat it away. Why would you hold out like that?
I think he knew Porter was on him, and he also—
So bring it in tight.
Well, maybe so, but he didn't do that. I give Joey a lot of credit on that. I mean, you could quit on that play. He had him beat on the inside. That was a touchdown in terms of the ball was right there. He made the catch, but Porter came over and knocked it. At least got his hand involved so that he lost possession.
Well, that's where I leave this conversation. That's what I take from the whole thing is just go to your knees. Anytime you can, go down. He should have just gone down. He should have caught the ball and dropped like somebody had just punched him in the face. Because as soon as your knee hits, it's a catch. That's what I take from this whole thing, correct? We all agree on that?
But
according to the rules as they were adjudicated yesterday, if your knee touches, the second you catch the ball, you're good. You're better off on the ground than you are walking, correct?
I'd say you're better off on the ground, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Except then when you tumble to the ground and the ball comes out, then it's called incomplete. So the only thing you can do is go to your knees and not move, Bob, right?
Yeah, it shouldn't be this difficult to figure out. It really shouldn't. But
let's all be honest here. The likely one, by rule, the likely one should be a touchdown and the Rodgers one should be an interception.
Yes. And that's why I said the Steelers got a little bit lucky in this, because the ball and talking about split seconds here went in their favor.
By common sense, rule, likely should be a touchdown, Rodgers should be an interception.
So they got away. But listen, I don't want that to mean that they didn't. They earned that win. They went down there and they made plays when they had to make plays. But these rules will continue to linger, and you can bet that in the playoffs there are going to be similar situations. And how they apply it, because I've seen two different ways of application here, needs to be clear. And I don't think it is. I think even the officials don't know. Why would Gene have taken 4 minutes to extrapolate
because there's nothing to explain, because you can't explain it. and then 2 minutes more to explain the roughing the snapper. It's just, the NFL says Rodgers completed the catch process and was down by contact. How is that reconciled with Isaiah likely didn't complete the catch process? That's basically what we just said.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused. Can I get a mimosa?
Here, I want you both to come in here. Well, not during the show. You tell me when Rodgers has complete possession of
the ball.
I just
showed you the picture that he has.
Bob, you have to admit that picture was not clear whose hands were on the ball. It was clear his knees were down.
He had the ball, and there was another hand in there,
all right,
but he had possession of the ball.
You keep talking. Bob, you come over here now, and I'll show you this. You tell me when Rodgers has complete possession of this ball. This is indisputable from this side. Here you go. Here's the mic. Watch, Bob.
Right there.
Where?
Right there.
Right there, Bob.
Right there.
Indisputable.
He has two hands on the ball.
No, he doesn't. He has a thumb. That hand is on the ball?
Yes.
It's a thumb. And the other guy's hand is in front of his, Bob.
That's possession. His two knees are down, and he has him there. Now,
you guys are lying now.
Once he's down, the ball comes loose.
He got that knee down.
Two knees, one thumb, one finger, an index hand, a card.
You're out of your mind. Limits, you have gone nuts. It's all in the eye of the beholder. And unfortunately, we're also living in a time when a million of us could look at the exact same video and exact same photo and come out with different conclusions.
It shouldn't be this way, though. It really
no, their
shouldn't.
Uniforms aren't really black and yellow. They're, you know, that type of thing, Bob.
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is they got a win, and they're 7-6, and now they have things in their favor, and they need to take advantage of the Dolphins coming here to Pittsburgh. And what should be a cold condition, they should beat them.
By the way, you know what the real story is? Is number 69, Topu, punched the ball out of Rodgers' hand immediately. If you look at that and you tell me that guy had a catch and that should be ruled a catch, I'll say maybe by stupid rule, just like the likely one. But if your common sense tells you that's a catch, then you're out of your mind.
Just as your common sense would tell you that likely was a catch because
yes.
He had possession of the football.
Yes.
But again, someone decided in those meetings they have that, oh, no, we need 3 feet down, not two. You know, what's a football move? Is when you take two steps clearly possessing the football. That's enough for me. I don't need 3-4 steps.
He never brought it in. He never completed the catch. He never did a damn thing. But I'll tell you this much. I'd have a play where I would just go to, like you know, those diving plays you see guys dive out of the end zone kind of, since he had one yesterday, where a guy's coming back to the ball and dives along the goal line and gets it. Mm-hmm. You know, Santonio Holmes made that famous play in Baltimore where he did that. I would have plays where guys just go right to their knees, Bob. That's what we used to have in slip-slidey football in Buffalo. I'd push off on Bob Newsall, drop to my knees and catch the ball at the goal line. That's a touchdown. Nothing you can do about it, I guess.
No further football move is required at that point.
No further football move.
No replay in slip-slidey football.
No, there wasn't. Sure, people are ripping me. I don't care. Is Joe Starkey a Ravens fan? It would be so funny to be going over this if those three calls had happened to the Steelers.
But my point is, you can take your subjective view of this, who you're rooting for. We're not even telling. We're looking just strictly by rules. That's all this is. It's a conversation about what's the rule and the application of the rule and why has it changed from play to play. I can show you three different events. Go back to the one Roman Wilson had this year in the end zone. It was a meaningless touchdown at the end of the Green Bay game. Remember? The ball eventually was jarred loose on the third step.
Yeah.
But they called it a touchdown.
Right.
It was very similar to that, but again, the one that really I kept thinking about Zach Ertz, and I couldn't remember the exact play until I called it up in the Super Bowl.
This guy Gumband says the Rodgers call should have been an incomplete pass, if anything. No, it shouldn't. It never touched the ground.
It never did touch the ground. So it's an interception because it was in the air and it was a forward pass.
I'll just say all three were great calls there.
By letter of the law.
Yeah, all three were great calls there. It's all we'd be talking about today if those happened to the Steelers.
Yeah,
we'd be talking about.
It's funny. That going back to how you started this entire show, that's why these games are worth watching, and that's why, as a fan, you should want entertainment. This is what it is. It's entertainment. When it wins, it's better. When it's a loss, then, It's just the way it is. The NFL has a great product. You may disagree with,
and then
know,
Bob, the other thing
watered
is,
down it may be, but it's right. still a great product. People watch.
It's so funny to me that Paul Skeens, somebody, this guy on Twitter, and Gumband, and Orcus picks. Am I a Baltimore fan? I'm not the one saying that Likely's catch should have counted. That's Bob and Austin. But they love to come after me, Bob, don't they? They love to come after me.
I'm glad the Steelers got the call, and it was the right call by letter of the law. But I think that rule, and it has two applications. The Jesse James one, Steeler fans suffered for that. It was also a touchdown.
Right.
We argued for that the day after. It was a touchdown.
But not
it was
by
called
the law,
incomplete.
Not, but by the rule, it was called correctly. By the
it was,
rule.
But it's the same argument we're having here.
Yeah.
It's the same exact one. It was a catch by common sense standards.
Right, but not by the rule book. So they called it right. Same with Likely, unfortunately. All right.
Man, awesome team win. I'm just appreciative of the effort of the men in that locker room. It's classic Steelers-Ravens. I just think we were in an aggressive posture all day. I just think that's how we got out of bed this morning. That's what's required when you're playing these guys in their venue. I just think that's the way we needed to play. We needed to be aggressive. We just been in here a lot. We're familiar with them in this environment, and that's what's required.
Mike Tomlin after a big, big win, and we're taking the temperature here of our town on that win, 412-928-9370. Limits, let's go back to the phones before we get to some of the key decisions here.
I we got? Would love to do that. Let's go to Andrew. He's in Monaca.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to call earlier. You guys asked at the beginning of the show if you thought like we should be happy with this win, and I'm like any other one who wants Tomlin gone, but you have to be happy because it was the Ravens. I mean, Ravens fans would be joyful coming off a huge division win and, you know, beating a team that you guys are rivals and you both hate each other. So I thought it was a great win.
It always is, especially with first place on the line. I think people need to, you know, look at that. The quality of football this year has been not what you would expect for a lot of teams. Although, when you look at both New England and Denver, they're playing just like Kansas City was playing when they were in their heyday, and they're not there anymore. So, yeah, if you get a win and you win a division, it's about what they do after that that's going to be most talked about. But you have to get there first. So yeah. That was a big win.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like I said, Donnie and I talked Friday about big picture. It's easy to say, man, it would just be best if they lost and they got, who knows, a top 10 pick if they lost out. But then when you're into the game and it's your team and it's the Ravens, you have to be rooting and feeling good about a win. I think that's the case. By the way, Limits, speaking of catches, and this leads us into decisions. Mike Tomlin threw a challenge flag on a 31-yard pass on the first drive of the game for the Ravens, the opening drive of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was right to throw that challenge flag because that ball was bobbled on the sidelines.
And again, they looked at it and decided that that wasn't the case.
I don't know what they're looking at.
I thought for sure, and I said, you better throw that flag, and they did, and it was the right call to make.
They tried to rush to the line, and Tomlin threw the challenge flag at the last second. I have no idea when replay assist comes in and not. I've given up on that. But you want to talk about catches that are or are not complete, Limits. Zay Flowers along the right sideline bobbled that ball out of bounds.
I don't understand what's going on with replay assist because there was a challenge that Harbaugh and Tomlin had in the first half where seemingly challenges have gone out the window this year, guys, because replay assist has immediately come down within like 10 seconds and said, no, actually,
well, unfortunately,
that was incomplete.
Yeah, unfortunately, they haven't. They're forcing people to use challenges when they shouldn't have to or don't want to. You know what I mean?
It seems like, how many challenges has Tomlin even made this year? I think that was the second.
Yeah, but that was the right challenge. And
it was
the
right challenge. And it's funny because we talk about the Rodgers play, the Likely play. That play led to 3 points for the Ravens.
It absolutely did, and it shouldn't have counted.
So there you go. That's 3 points back the other way. I'm not a Ravens fan, Bob. Next.
All right, let's go to Trio. He's in Baltimore.
Trio.
Jared Triolo. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? How you feeling this morning?
Bob's never been better, but I can't speak for me. Go ahead.
Well, I'm back home now. Just got back home a couple of hours ago. Went to the game, had to see it live. Great game. Was actually just going through my bullet points here while you guys were talking. I got a couple if you give me a sec.
Sure.
So
do you wear Steelers garb when you go into an opposing stadium like that?
I look like I threw up black and yellow when I go into an opposing territory, and I scream. That's why I have no voice all the way through four quarters. Almost got jumped twice, but it was worth every moment.
See, that's the part that drives me nuts. That you're risking your life by doing stuff.
What
like
was your
that.
Jersey?
Come to that.
What was your jersey of choice yesterday?
Well, we needed a bit of extra luck, and so I recently, after his release, I acquired a Najee jersey, Najee Harris, because I don't know why we let him go, but he's been giving me bad luck. So underneath that, I wore my throwback Color Rush Polamalu.
Bob, that is gigantic, a two jersey road fan.
Oh, man, it seemed like we needed every piece of luck we can get yesterday.
Well, go ahead, make your points. That's awesome.
Starting with the roughing the snapper. So where I was seated, I was in section 113. We were directly behind the goalpost. So all of these I had a great vantage point for. The roughing the snapper, I had to tell everybody in my section because they're screaming their heads off, that's coming back. You clearly could see the defender barrel right over the snapper right where we were sitting.
You could?
Number two, A-Rod's catch. That's another one where we had a great vantage point. You could see it, and then they actually froze it on the Jumbotron a couple times where he's on his knees, the same picture they're trying to show you, Joe. He's on his knees, has possession. Yeah, I get it was a nanosecond of possession, but he was on his knees, and so that brings me to my third point with the likely catch. It's the fact that I've been listening to you guys talking all morning about when did this rule change? Why is it three steps? It goes back to 2012. Packers, Cowboys. Did Dez catch it?
Dez catch. That's what I'll start. You're right about that.
All right, Bob. So a guy who had a Najee and a Polamalu jersey on says that the Steelers, that all the calls were correct in favor of the Steelers. I hear you, man. I appreciate the thoughts.
We got lucky.
Yeah, that's part of it. You got to get lucky once in a while. But the calls were the calls based on what's in the rule book. I think what we've debated here is whether or not that rule book should be changed.
No, the roughing the snapper call was against what's in the rule book.
Well, that I'm talking about the two other ones that he mentioned. And you're right, I didn't see anything that happened on that snapper thing. I just, whatever the case may be, what is a catch?
You're allowed.
What is a catch has been asked for over a decade, and we're still answering the question differently. What is a catch?
They should have a committee at every game, and they should just decide if that was a catch or not. Now, that'd be horrible, too. I don't know. Are we being unfair? Is it such a difficult play? It's almost like pass interference. Is it so difficult to tell that you could never come up with a rule that would satisfy everybody?
No, I think you make it simple. Possession, one
move.
But,
Bob, what's...
One move.
What's possession and what's one move? So, what was the move Aaron Rodgers made?
He didn't. There are a lot of guys who stand in the back of the end zone, make no moves, but it's a catch. I don't know. What do you want me to say? I just think it's
just,
obvious what
no,
a catch is,
asking.
And it's obvious what a non-catch
it's
is.
It's not, though. That's my whole point. It's not obvious, or we wouldn't be having these problems for 20 years running. It's not obvious.
I think when you have such a detailed description of something, when two things can be true, the same thing, and go against the rule and then support the rule, when you see a guy... This play I showed you, like Zach Ertz, they called that a touchdown. He didn't have control of the ball. He did not complete. He didn't complete the catch. He didn't. You saw it.
He completed the catch, but according to the rules.
But the ball hit the ground when he dove into the end zone.
Yeah, but he had been running for 8 hours.
He took one step and then lunged into the end zone.
He took two step. I'm not going to argue that. But that's the point, Bob. What I'm saying is, there's nothing simple.
Okay, the simple about... When the ball crosses the plane of the goal line, it's a touchdown, right? How about it just as simple as that? As long as you have the ball in your possession while you're over the goal line, regardless.
I do like that for touchdowns, yes.
It's a touchdown. If you have possession and you're in the end zone, you don't have to make six steps, four steps, two steps, whatever.
Okay, but what constitutes possession?
Possession. I don't know.
That's
it's holding onto the ball.
Yeah, I know, but the history of football says we were having disputes about holding on to the ball.
You thought Jesse James was a touchdown, correct?
Yes. There are some.
Why did you think that?
Because he caught the ball. It was very obvious.
He lunged for the end zone,
and he went over the goal line. Right. Yeah, but there's a million different
plays. But there
weren't
any football steps involved. It was a lunge. There's nothing in the rule book that talks about lunges. It talks about making football plays, which are steps. I just looked at this rule. It doesn't say anything about lunging. We should just stop this because
I can't do this. But no, my point is, Bob, do you want to write up a definition or I could write up a definition?
What would be yours? Because
I don't know. That's the thing. I could say, yeah, you have to have possession. Well, that's not the issue. The issue is what defines possession.
I think once replay came into all of this, everything changed. Back in the day, I remember a catch by Ernie Mills in a big game at Three River Stadium where clearly he did not have possession of the football as he went out of bounds.
Although I agree with you there.
And we never debated it.
Replay
so
has actually ruined this.
Yeah, it's made it really hard to tell about everything. Because and the more involved it gets and the more advanced it gets, it makes it harder.
I agree with you 100% there. Just live with a bad call since we're living with them anyway. In fact, replay has produced more of them.
Right. We would never go to the point of talking about whether or not, like in baseball, finger over the bag comes off. The guy was either safe or out.
It's not why it was invented. I go back to this in every sport. As a coach, you get two challenges. You can challenge anything that happens on that football field. Holding, interference, whatever you want to challenge, you challenge. And you got to live with the rest of it. And so do the rest of us. Because you know what? They're screwing it up anyway, and we're all confused on it anyway.
Well, if you were going to challenge it's automatic now because of a scoring play, but if you're going to challenge the likely thing, if it's written in the rule book, it doesn't matter what you're challenging.
Yeah, well, that's a stupid rule.
I know. That's why it has to change.
I know.